The steady sound of bumblebees begins sotto voce. When the morning rays reach the tall yellow jewelweed adjacent to my campsite. As bees go to work in their earthy business, the volume swiftly rises to an ecstatic, electric hum all day long. There is no ceasing of their sound. Here on top of the mountain, their murmur lies on the silence like floating music, like a slow sailboat of buzzing. Though the bee sound seems to come from a life-giving furnace at the center of the earth, they brook no distraction from their fervent task of sucking nectar. How the sound stirs me, how it nourishes my ear, how it inspires my diligence. All day I hear the sisters backdrop doo-wop production. All day I watch the sun and the mountains play. When a ridge is alight, it waves its particular grace back to the star that illumines it. I cannot read a book or look away. I cannot listen to any other music. I become a hovering angel, soaking up the goodness of the bodacious bees of the ancient Blue Ridge Mountains that seem to lie so still but are alive and could easily rise and stretch themselves like giants. Silent butterflies flutter by while I listen, while I watch. I don't care what time or day it is. I am a god smiling at suspended mountains. But no, because of this concert, this moment, this view, I choose to be an earthling. To drink the waves of flowing mountains, I choose a life of senses. For the sake of a single ridge, with twilight falling into the cove behind it, I give up godhood gladly. When at last the light takes its measured leave, the buzz of bees likewise imperceptibly softens. Until the maestra brings both to a close, pianissimo. And I, the blessed listener, am given back to the life-giving underpinning upon which the wild chaos of natural sounds has all day rested, and that rich fabric called silence sends me and the bees to sleep.